Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you on Instagram? So are we. Follow us at WTIC 1080.
Yeah, the real live cold is coming. It's coming to get us. And it's the 5 o'clock hour. And guess what? It's coming to get you during the 5 o'clock hour. It's our food hour. It's our food hour coming up. Give us a call, 860-522-9842. What we will want to discuss with you is if you were shipwrecked and could only eat one food for a month, one meal, what would it be? Let's get to Brian in Bristol. Hello, Brian. Yes, sir, Brian.
A bunch of wings.
Sorry, to start over again, we had a little connection issue. Go ahead.
I would like to eat a ton of wings. I would have
wings.
A bucket of wings just myself.
Every day, all day, every day.
All day, wings. Every day.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
In Plainville, at the Blue Plate Tavern, they have this one flavor called Boom Boom. That's really good. It's like a sweet.
You wanted to say sweet what?
It's like a sweet, like a hot sweet taste.
Yeah.
But I did want to comment on the gentleman that you were speaking with about the nursing homes. So I work for a pharmacy, and I deliver to nursing homes, which I'm actually doing right now. And the reason why I feel that they're putting people back into the nursing homes after they've had COVID is because you can't once you have COVID, you can't retest for 90 days. So the test isn't really truly accurate.
You can't retest, meaning you can't get discern whether you're negative.
That's true. Because I had COVID, and when I had COVID, my boss actually had called you and I told you that my boss wouldn't let me back in. And the CDC says you're not supposed to retest or show a negative test result, because when you test or retest, it is not accurate. It can come back positive because you have the antibodies in your system.
Yeah, but that must have changed or something, because, they changed to the 5-day period now where you need to quarantine, and they're debating, you know, who should have to test to get a negative test before they leave the house. And
it's so contradicting, the rule and all that, that it's so, like, everyone is just all over the place with this whole COVID situation because no one knows what to do. That's why, like, all these bosses and businesses are just doing whatever the heck they want to do.
Yes, it's and that's why they're losing control of this thing. Brian, thank you. Time for a traffic update from the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080. Liberty, freedom, and food.
Order up!
Call us at 860-522-9842.
Order up! Yep. It's our food and restaurant and lifestyle little magazine hour that we do on Friday afternoons now. Your question is, if you're shipwrecked for a month, can only eat one dish for that month, what is it going to be? And the thing is, you know, it can be your favorite. It can be your favorite meal, but does that mean you want to have it three meals a day, every day, for a month? It's a really interesting question. Would you be happier with your favorite food, or would you be happier with one you don't really like that much? And Anthony's thinking about a food. He's thinking about his choice, and he's thinking about one that, well, you know, the first 3 days you might really be psyched, and then you start putting on weight, and then you start feeling unhealthy, and then you say, wow, I should have said asparagus. I should have said steamed asparagus with a little citrus topping. So you want to share?
Yeah, I just have to pick pizza. It's my favorite food. For better or for worse, you're right. Like you're saying, in the beginning I would be so excited, and then probably by the end of it I'd be, you know, 10 pounds heavier. But either way, I just, you can't go wrong with pizza. As much as it seems like simple or basic, it really is pretty much my favorite food.
Well, it's not simple or basic. Because pizza, first of all, you've got bread there. It comes with a crust. And then you put sauce on it. And then you put toppings on top of the sauce, or you could even say you then put cheese on another layer and then you put toppings on. So that might be the good thing about pizza, is you could have a pizza with everything on it and then pick off.
That's true. Yeah,
you could change those every day.
It would be up in the air, whatever's available that day. Well, I guess you have everything available if it's whatever you want. So
yeah, if you get a pizza, well, but you have to pre-order the dish effectively, all right? You're bound to a choice that you're making in advance. 30 days, we can feed you, but you can only have one thing for the whole time. So if that one thing is a everything pizza, then you've got all that food to mess around with on top of the pizza. You can pick some things off, in other words. Like if there are pineapples there, you could just eat the pineapples. One meal, have a break from pizza flavor.
That's a good point. Pineapple on pizza, I don't approve of, though.
I don't approve of either. No, it's, you know, that's one of those great scares that never really caught on, which is good. Remember that came in? They called it California pizza or something. It came with avocado and...
Yeah,
and,
like California Pizza Kitchen.
On it.
Yeah.
Who needs pineapple?
I think ham and pineapple is the tradition. I think that's the Hawaiian style that they usually go with.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry. Just a mistake. So anyway, that's the question for you, is what would you pick if you're locked into a single food? Doesn't matter the scenario. The scenario is just a way to get your head there, you know, right? You're shipwrecked. But you're shipwrecked on an island with a full-time personal chef and a gorgeous commercial kitchen. He can make you anything. But it's got to be the same thing for the 30 days. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I don't even know the answer to this either, because the inexplicable thing is, how do you pick? The best thing would be to pick something that would nourish you the best. A vegetable dish. I guess if you said an omelet with vegetables, an omelet, primavera omelet, that'd be the way to...
That's what you would... You're doing it off of nutrition, though, not off of like...
Well, I'm thinking if you have 30 days where you're locked into a particular diet and you could come out 30 pounds lighter, wouldn't that be the thing to do?
30 days up to 40 pounds?
Yes, exactly. Could be the NJ Diet Island.
Yes, that's where our studio is, at that island.
Oh, it's fascinating to think about. It's a nice problem to think about. Let's see what George has to say in South Windsor. Hello, George.
Hi. I think if I could only have one food, it would be eggs, because you can prepare them so many different ways. Very nutritious, very healthy.
Eggs are amazing things, and they are good for you. It's a really good point. I suppose, yes, you could just take one and suck it right out of the eggshell there, like Rocky.
If need be, or make a fire and cook them fried, cook them scrambled, make an omelet, whatever you want to do.
I like it, George, but I think our rule is, I don't know if we allow that much flexibility with this rule. What do you think, Anthony? It's really one preparation,
it's one
right?
It's an egg, so you can make it any way you want.
If you control the kitchen, but I think our scenario here, George, not
he's got a point. I mean, it's like that's like if I said I'm picking pizza because there's so many different kinds of pizza that I like that I could have a different one every day. But is that allowed? Like, I don't know. Or do I have to have pepperoni every day?
I think you have to order, you say it's a pepperoni pizza. If you want to have the luxury of being able to order your food the way you want it, it's once. You get to say, this is what I'm going to have every
whatever your
every
favorite one is,
days.
It has to be that one, yeah.
It's got
to
be it. So my pasta isn't going to be a different pasta dish every day in a different shape. I'm not going to get a consultation with the executive chef. He's going to say, well, it's yes. going to be a little sunny, and I think you might like it with No. It's a suffering experience. It's a shortage, and it's also an exploration of food and life and your imagination. Like, you have to put yourself into the situation. And how would you? I know, as much as I love chocolate, that I would really be upset with myself if I had chocolate be my answer to this problem. Because, oh, you know what would make a lot of sense? I just got this idea, but chicken soup would be a great thing to have every day while you're shipwrecked on your island. Chicken soup. Broth, chicken, carrots, not soggy. Fire the chef, throw them right off the island if they're soggy.
The noodles, too, they can't be overdone.
Can't overdo the noodles. There you got everything you want. See, there you need a dish like that if you're going to survive on this island, I think. That's how I look at it. 860-522-9842. It's cold overnight, 17 degrees tomorrow, sun, some ice maybe in the morning. Temps not getting over freezing tomorrow. Sunday, 36 degrees with some precipitation that could make things a little messy, you know, like ice then turns to rain. 36, the high temperature. Monday, 31, and then things get really cold on Tuesday. Yowza. But right now, 29 degrees at WTIC. Okay, Dave in Berlin. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I was thinking paella. You got the rice, you got the chicken, you got the sausage, you got the shrimp. That would be what I would ask.
Wait, I never have paella. Remind me. That's the white rice tossed with all those things in a saute pan?
Yeah. Could be white
rice. That makes sense.
It's, you know, chicken, it's broth, chicken broth. It's got all those things that you love, and you could take some out if you don't want them. You could eat the sausage, you could eat the chicken, you could eat the shrimp, or all
yes.
three, or
yes.
the rice. So that would be my...
All right, this is good thinking, Dave. That's good. That's a great idea. Love that idea. Yeah. All right. So you're ready to sign up for the trip?
Yes. I'll do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. Bye. Appreciate hearing from you. 860-522-9842. Yes, it's Order Up. It is our food hour. And we're polling you on what, because, you know, we were thinking of different ways to ask what your favorite meal is. And then I thought, well, how about a situation where you could have your favorite meal every day, but maybe you don't want to? Maybe that would ruin your favorite meal. You ever think about that? If you got to have your favorite meal every day, would it still be your favorite meal after a certain number of times? Lee's next in Newington. Hi, Lee. Yes, Lee.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Lee, thank you.
Hey, where is Michelle Obama when you really need her?
When do you really need her?
Well, how are we ever going to beat Trump if we don't have her?
You think Michelle Obama is the number one presidential candidate in the world?
Absolutely. That's the only person that's going to beat Trump this year. next year.
2 years. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I go along with that theory. It is the prevailing theory. So I like to think these things through and see if maybe there's a flaw in the thinking. If Michelle Obama, who's never run for office, and nobody really knows anything about because she's a first lady, so you just get this kind of two-dimensional picture of her. So first ladies are beloved, like Laura Bush was. Was that her name, Laura? You know, she was beloved. Nancy Reagan was kind of liked. Like it's, but then she steps forward and suddenly she's saying, I can lead this country. I don't even know if Michelle's
she can lead the country with her husband behind her. And that's the only way they're going to be able to beat Trump.
That's a really interesting idea, Lee. Yeah. Thank you for raising it. But I disagree. I disagree. And by the way, Trump is an amazing political specimen, I guess we'd call him, in terms of his innate abilities. But that doesn't mean it lasts forever. Just like our question here on the food, you're going to have the same meal every day. Is it as good on day 7 as it is on day 1? Does it hit you the same way on day 20 as it did on day 7? Life is complicated here. Trump might not be able to do it again. 860-522-9842. Kathy in Windsor. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Hi. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
What's that voice? Who's?
This is Todd.
Is what?
Hi, Todd. Oh, for my favorite food would be a Greek yogurt parfait every day if I was stranded on an island.
Oh, explain this. I'm not familiar. What is Greek yogurt?
Oh, Greek yogurt with granola and fruit, and it looks really pretty.
Oh, I have something like that almost every morning now. We've been doing this for like a month, I would say, and but not with Greek yogurt. I like it with a thinner, more sour yogurt. But okay. I'm on the same wavelength with you. I like it. What kind of granola do you put in it?
Mueslix, I like.
Okay. And what kind of fruit? Mm-hmm. Mixed fruit, or do you have a favorite? I go with the raspberries every day.
Oh, I like raspberries, bananas, blueberries, whatever looks good, huh?
You're too easygoing, Kathy. Who's that guy bossing you around and coaching you on the phone?
That's Joel in the background.
What did you hire him just for radio station calling help?
Right, because you don't like when people ask, how are you?
Oh, so you coach her. Thank you for straightening that out.
You're notorious.
Can you go to everybody else's house, Joel, too?
No, but remember, she has a gourmet chef or a personal chef in a gourmet kitchen, so she can pick any kind of yogurt she wants.
Yes, that's right, and any kind of mueslix she wants if it comes in different varieties.
Yep.
Are you the chef?
Well, she's a culinary teacher. She teaches at Windsor High School.
Yeah, but you said she's got a chef.
What?
So you said she has a chef.
Joel's the chef. He's the one who cooks that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a culinary artist, though. She teaches cooking at Windsor High School.
Yeah, but do they do culinary arts at Windsor High School?
Yeah, she's ahead of it.
Well, I'm the teacher for it. Yeah.
This is amazing. So what are you teaching them how to make?
Well, the kids are involved in NASA Hunch, the Culinary 3, and then 2, I do a lot of farm to table, and 1, they learn the basics.
So they grow things? Sorry, what's that, Joel?
Her recipe got sent to NASA 3 years ago.
To NASA?
The student's recipe, yes.
To the space station.
Did you get to go up and prepare it for them?
The kids, 6 years ago, they got to go to Houston and compete. That was pretty exciting, huh?
I want to see you in space, Kathy. I want to see how you flip an omelet when there's no gravity. I want to see that skill. All right, thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Joel, for allowing her to call and coaching her through it and making sure that she didn't ask how I was. Because you can tell by the sound of my voice how I am. That's Kathy from Windsor. That was an amazing call. Remember that one we had the other day where the guy called and said, I've got my two Puerto Rican friends here. He was giving us the diverse call all in one shot. That was good. I like.
Yeah, he's like, oh, calls. Yeah, I'm having this debate here. You got to get in on it. bunch of people.
It's like when we bring Mark Christopher in on the conversation from the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center, and he wants to take over the whole thing and do it himself.
And now,
order up!
Every Friday from 5 to 6 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
Yeah. Order up, baby. It's our food hour. Every week we do this. Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Purpose, to get us talking about something that we've got on our minds, and that is cooking, eating, dining out, whatever part of it is. And today our question is, if you were to be confined to an island, shipwrecked on an island for 30 days, that happened to have a top-notch chef, not the kind who goes on the Food Channel to have a slap down, punched up.
Showdown. Kind of over. Bobby Flay, showdown.
Yes. Yeah. That's how food is not like that. They just do that to make it. Food is about how do you make it shine. So you got one of those chefs who can make it shine. He knows the chemistry intuitively. He can bring the best out of any ingredients and knows which ones should be combined to make magic happen. That's what you get on this weird shipwreck island. And you can have any food you want. But you only get one choice. It's the same thing every meal for that whole 30 days you're on this island. So what would you pick? 860-522-9842. Now, one way of looking at this question is to say this question is about what's my favorite meal. On further thought, though, you might say, what's not my favorite meal? Because I don't want to ruin it by having it every meal for 30 days. Three meals a day, that would be 90 times. I don't know. That might ruin it for you for a long, long time. So it gets more complicated. We'll talk to Juan in East Hartford. Hello, Juan.
Mr. Todd. I'll let you
Juan, you are a food lover. You are a culinarily inspired
salivating.
Person. It's good
I'm
to have
salivating
you here.
Because
yes.
If you're on an island, you're surrounded by beautiful water with beautiful fish.
It could be a Connecticut
red
island,
snapper,
a little. All right, you go ahead with your beautiful fantasy.
Any fish from that water would be perfect. Anyway, with peppers.
Chef's choice. You're leaving it up to the chef, huh?
Oh, you want me? Oh, I'll go right down the list. All right.
I'm just saying what you're. I'm just saying back to you what you're suggesting is that you'll take whatever's fresh out of that water. That's nice.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's nothing better than eating a fish that's been caught that day or the day before. You know,
don't do the day before thing. Come on, it's got to be in the last couple of hours. You want it really fresh.
The last couple of hours, yeah, but that doesn't happen. That only happens in a few different places around the world.
Yes, like on an island where you're shipwrecked and you've got a personal chef.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. You catch it every day.
Exactly.
Right before dinner.
But what is your favorite if you were to pick a bestie out of all this?
Lobster.
Really?
I'll eat lobster every day.
That's so funny. I used to love lobster, and now I've gotten to a point where, like last week, my wife had me pick up a couple lobsters, and she said, you want one? I said, no, you have one. I'll just have something else. I'll just have some pasta. And she ended up we didn't eat them as, like, boiled lobsters. We had lobster rolls the next day, which was great. I like that.
Right now I'm on that Shattuck kick. My wife has got me back to you know, eating only healthy stuff. So tonight we're doing a hot Korean tofu.
This is something you're making?
That sounds good.
That's something my wife has got the recipe pulled out. We're going to start making them. I see the peppers are out. We got jalapenos. We got scallions out. We got some chili hot.
All right. Send us
the
scent.
I love all that.
I've got to hold you right there, Juan. I love how passionate you are about food. But send us the scent.
Tofu is underrated, I would say. Underrated. Great protein.
Well, I wouldn't highlight the tofu. It's fine tofu, but the flavor is the good part. Mark Christopher's not going to be able to do a traffic report. He's in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What was that dish called again, Anthony? The Juan's making?
He said Korean tofu. I don't know if he said the dish name.
Spicy?
Yeah, hot, he spicy, jalapeno peppers, yeah, stuff like that.
Yes, hot and spicy like Mr. Christopher himself. Yes, sir.
From Chicken Parm to Guilty Pleasures, it's...
Order up!
Call us at 860-522-9842.
You're live. Shattuck is back. Tom Shattuck. Tom Shattuck likes food.
Absolutely.
I don't know if we should be doing our food hour with you, though, Tom, because you've been trying to cut down on your intake a little bit.
I have cut down on my carb intake almost completely, and it's actually doing stuff. I'm actually losing weight. It's interesting.
So you've gone carbon-free?
Carbon-free, yes. It is joyless, I can tell you that. But as a matter of fact, tonight I just brought back one of those big Stouffer's party-sized frozen lasagnas. And I feel lasagna is one of the few things that can be done well out of the box.
Without carbs?
No, I can't eat it. It's for the kids. It's for everybody else.
Okay. So what you're saying, you think the frozen one can be done well?
Yeah, I think Stouffer's does a serviceable lasagna.
Their
well.
Stuff in general isn't terrible, but I'm skeptical just because I'm Italian of their lasagna.
That's fair. But like even their mac and cheese is like pretty darn good for something.
I always made that after school growing up. I loved their mac and cheese, yeah.
You guys are disgraceful. So our question this hour, Tom, if you're stuck on a desert, I know, why do I keep saying desert island? You're shipwrecked on an island for 30 days, but it's got a private chef with a professional personal chef with a delightful and deluxe professional commercial kitchen. And you can order whatever food you want, but you get one choice for the whole 30 days. What would you order?
So one choice, no variations on one thing.
No variation, no.
So what do I have?
Unless, of course, you were to get something like with everything on it, and then you could choose which things to pull off and throw away or whatever.
Well, right. So that's what I was going to say. For right now, I would probably do a what's that salad with every meat on it?
A chef salad or
Cobb salad? Cobb
salad,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. A Cobb salad. But otherwise, you'd have to find something with various tastes and various sensations in it so that you're not sick of it and so you can still appreciate it.
Yeah, I like how you went straight for that because, well, you think about that. We'll take a couple of phone calls. Mike in Plainville, hi.
Am I allowed to eat, like, coconuts or fruit on the island while I consume this one meal every day?
Oh,
we
can't guarantee they'll be there, but you're welcome to them if they happen to be
I can tell you what,
off the tree.
There was a restaurant in Torrington that's still there, the Berkshire restaurant, but I mean back in the old in the day, in the 60s and 70s, you ask anybody, if anybody's Litchfield, Torrington, Harwinton area, where I grew up, they will call in, they're verified. That is the gold standard of pizzas. Absolutely.
What's it called again?
Friends and family that live out of state, and they always make it a point to go to the Berkshire if they're in town for a week or two. It's incredible.
The Berkshire. What's so incredible?
It was like a family saloon.
So you want to be locked in there for 30 days? Is that your answer?
Years ago, I felt like I was locked in there for 30 days because I spent a little too much time at the bar.
Oh, hopefully those days are behind you, Mike.
It was a great lockdown, though. It was like a family saloon, kind of rated R, if you know what I mean.
Ah.
That sounds like Tom's kind of bar. He's
it does
excited.
Indeed.
I'll tell you what, crispy sausage, the crust would just, it would crack. It wouldn't break your teeth, a little hard. And it was medium thickness pizza, mushroom sausage, run by a Polish family. The father started the business and passed it down to his sons over the years. They're no
but
longer
you're,
around.
You're speaking. Oh, so the people aren't around, or the Berkshire is still there? You said.
Yeah, it's been sold recently, but the original owner was the pizza. Yeah, I was weaned on that pizza. I was friends with the youngest son, and I could sit in the kitchen where they were baking the pizzas, the old-fashioned oven.
Wow,
very nice.
Imagine that. Mike was drinking pizza when he was a month old. That's pretty good, Mike. Thank you, sir, for the call. Have a great weekend. We'll try Paul in Waterbury. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Second time today I'm overdoing my welcome here on TIC. But
especially when you announce that it's your second time on the air. That makes
exactly,
me regret having done it.
You know, billboarding. You know. But I wanted to say time it was and what a time it was. The scene is the Tom Thumb Diner, Boston University campus, circa 1980, when I was a young buck. And I went in there haphazardly one day to get something to eat. And I had the best ham and cheese omelet of my entire life. I sat there at a counter that was all of room for five stools. The place was as big as a matchbox. I watched the guy make it right in front of me. And I learned how to make a great ham and cheese omelet just by watching this guy. And it was almost a spiritual experience. I would have to have, and I could be locked in the Tom Thumb Diner. Probably gone now. You probably put up a building over where I used to be. But
wait, did you ever go back?
I think I only went there once or twice, but I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that omelet. It was pure nirvana. And I watched how the guy made it, you know, and it was just pure artistry. And the taste, I would never get tired of it, Don. Never, ever. Get tired of that. I'm 64 now. Where did all that time go? It went by. Oh well. That's
well, obviously it didn't. It wasn't eaten up with you trying to get back to the Tom Thumb Diner. You're a very curious person, Paul. It's very interesting. It's like, I met the woman of my dreams. Really, where is she? Oh, I never asked her out again. That's Paul.
Yeah, that is surprising. That shows a
thank
lack.
Thank you,
of
sir. Have a good weekend, Paul. Commitment to what, though? I mean, isn't everybody committed to happiness?
Yeah, but you'd think so. But why would you have a one-off if you're having the best omelet ever?
I don't know. It's beyond me.
Yeah, Tom Thumb Diner gone, by the way.
Maybe. He never checked.
It is. I checked.
Good.
I checked. I was going to go omelet diving today. I can eat that in my diet.
So did you think of an answer to the big question?
Yes, but I'm ashamed of it, Todd.
Oh, good. This is because you're right. Good at being ashamed of yourself and mocking yourself. So this is
about discipline and not taste, because this taste can only be a B+. But this is about discipline in adjusting to my palate through the month. I'm going to go with shepherd's pie.
Ah. No wonder
because,
you're ashamed.
Well, no, because I can have three different meals or two combinations of
yes,
corn, potatoes, corn, beef, potatoes, beef, whatever, and it's got everything in it. So that's my pick. I mean, if you gave me one meal, that certainly would not be the pick, but that is my pick. That is the wise choice for survival with my chef who's wasted making stupid shepherd's pie.
Yeah, since you have to. Well, look, it's nice for your chef because he's going to get a lot more time to enjoy the island himself. He'll just make big trays of shepherd's pie and serve it up to you three times.
And
a day.
I'd like to condemn a caller, by the way, Todd.
Which
Paul,
one?
Paul, who called eight times. Or who was it? Or maybe before Paul. The guy who asked if he could use cocoa nuts if they were on the island.
That was Mike in Plainville.
Mike, the cocoa nut does not enhance anything. It is a waste of life, a waste of time.
Why is that? Why
because
are
it
you
doesn't
hostile
taste good.
To the cocoa nut?
We just had one in my house 2 weeks ago.
He's the like this.
The cocoa milk is useless. The meat of the cocoa nut is useless. It's got hair on the outside.
You don't like the flavor of coconut in general on anything. You've never liked it in anything.
If you give me processed coconut sugar flakes for ice cream, I can work with that all day.
Then okay. You're happy.
But nothing is good off the tree.
That's not true. Nothing is good off the tree. Nothing
is good off the tree.
Nothing. Not
no
one thing.
Tangerines, bananas.
That's such a lie.
I don't know. It was
a fresh tomato off the vine.
Tomato off of is not a tree.
It's a vine.
A tree yields nothing good. I have a friend.
You're so negative.
I have a friend who I used to work at hotels and who worked in Costa Rica, and there was this old guy who was famous for shimmying up a coconut tree and cutting down a bunch of coconuts and giving them to American tourists. And this guy was like well known, and he was the guy, and the tour bus came along, and the guy shimmied up to the top of the tree, started cutting the coconuts, lost his footing, and fell to his death.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sad story.
There you know.
Why do you got to bring that up?
You tell Paul in Plainville that, you know, it's fun to whimsically mention the potential of coconuts to enhance food, but it's life and death to a lot of people.
Well, that's quite a tragic story there, Tom. Thank you for lightening up the hour for us. Bill in Granby. Hi, Bill.
Hey, gentlemen. I think I might have the right answer to the question for 30 days of food. It's got to be breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the island, right?
If you choose to have three meals a day, it would be the same item, yes.
All right. So the island is going to be a warmish kind of climate, right? It's going to be nice and warm, so I'm thinking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would do a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich because who gets tired of bacon? The lettuce and the tomato are nice and cold, so if you're on the island, the bacon's a little bit of a breakfast element. I think I could do 30 days of BLT.
Well, that's interesting because and there's bread there too, so if you want to go light one breakfast, and you could just have the bread, the toast. Yeah, that's a pretty clever one, except if I don't know how much food the kitchen's going to be turning out here, so one BLT doesn't necessarily fill you up. But I think it's a shrewd choice, Bill.
Well, who gets tired of bacon? I think I could do that.
Yes. No, bacon you could eat every meal.
That would be
that's
a good one.
Point. I didn't even think of that.
Also, we have a comment from Juan's wife. She said, best thing off a tree is avocado. Hands down, which I love avocados, too. I know Tom Shattuck's going to make some comment about me being Gen Z here. Well, so go ahead.
Well, of course. You and your avocado toast. And
it's good.
Soy.
It's good.
Avocados are delicious, but your generation doesn't get them. I'll take avocados fine. We mainstreamed that kind of food.
Ken wants
ago.
To correct you on cocoa nuts. Go ahead, Ken. You got 30 seconds.
Hello. Hey, what I wanted to tell you is... You get a fresh pepa off the tree. That's what they call them, the water coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, they are so good. And then if you chill them a little bit, man, they are delicious. They're so sweet. And I used to mix it in with my with orange juice and stuff. Oh, it was delicious. Pepa juice is
great. Are you suggesting that Shattuck is ignorant?
Well, it just doesn't know. No, I didn't know there was different kinds of coconuts. There's coconuts that, like, they call them beach coconut. This is the old Filipino one.
Correct. There is one kind of coconut. It is preferred cuisine of the monkey, known to have a terrible palate.
Well, the monkey eats the little baby ones on the coconut tree. But there's orange coconuts. There's beach coconuts. Beach coconuts are used for...
There's levels to it, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Ken, sorry. We got to run. Thank you.
Multi-level coconut
skin. Tom, do a little research. Do a little research over the weekend on coconuts. We'll talk about it Monday, maybe during T2, huh?
All right.
Huh?
All right.
All right, Tom Shattuck. We're going to go to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center, Mark Christopher. Have a great weekend, Marcus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.